Blog Talk Radio.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. There is none. There is none like you. There is no one like you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, in this brand new day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly, greatly, greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. We bless him for a brand new day that the Lord God, he has made. I am your host, and I am your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ is the Lord. We welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us today. Amen. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Enjoy the meal. Amen. To the extent that you keep coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the mighty name, the glorious name, the powerful name, the merciful name, the gracious name, the eternal name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray that everyone, amen, had a good week as we have come to the close of it. Amen. Another day, every day, the Lord has kept us, walked with us, talked with us. Amen. And so we bless him. We want to thank God, amen, for our Friday night praise party. Amen. Glory be to God. Felt like we just concluded it. But nevertheless, amen, God is worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. We end the day praising him. We start the day praising him. Praise is what we do. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. If this is your first time with us, we have a Friday night praise party every other Friday night. Amen. And it was glorious. Amen. Songs, testimonies, praise reports, readings. Amen. Hallelujah. Just centering on Jesus. Amen. And this is what we do. Amen. And we bless God. So as we have come to the close of the week, beloved, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to bless him. Just want to leave a thought, amen, with you, amen, on today, amen. We want to talk about an introduction, amen, just an introduction, amen. As we go through, amen, this weekend, and we don't know what it's going to be and what they have forecast on your part of the world. Maybe you're in war right now. Maybe there's fires and devastations and tornadoes in your area, and we do pray for you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Over here on the East Coast, amen, they are predicting some very, very, very warm weather. There will be a lot of people out and about. Amen. Glory be to God. And so as you go out and about, amen, today and out and about every day, we want to encourage you, amen, to look for opportunities to make an introduction. To make an introduction. Amen. Jesus is in need of you. Amen. Beloved, amen. In our Bibles, amen, in the book of St. John, chapter number 4. And I want to read a few verses in your hearing. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And it reads, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink? His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, you are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst again. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. He told her, go call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshiped on this mountain. But you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in Spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, am he. Amen, amen, amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for, amen, the blessed people of God. Amen. And we give God praise, glory, amen. And we give God all of the honor. Hallelujah. The living word. Amen. The living word. Hallelujah. That word that's sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, we see in this particular portion of scripture, amen, glory be to God, that, hallelujah, one day, amen, it's Jesus, amen, was thirsty. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus did thirst. Amen. We see after, even after the Spirit had led Jesus down into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days of the devil, amen, we find out at the conclusion of those 40 days of fasting, Amen. And Jesus said, I thirst. Amen. So Jesus did not eat for 40 days. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen, on the cross. Let's use that example. Amen. Glory be to God. And Jesus declared, I thirst. Amen. So Jesus became thirsty. Amen. Jesus was 100% human and Jesus was 100% divine. Amen. So this particular portion of scripture, beloved, amen, tells us that Jesus met a woman. Amen. And this woman was just, you know, minding her business. Amen. Going out to draw water from a well, because that's how they got their water. Nowadays, you know, we go to the supermarket and, you know, spend all this money on bottled waters and don't know where they get the water from. Glory be to God. We don't want to get started on that. Amen. But you really don't know where they get the water from. Amen. We thank God for the purified systems. I think the purified system is probably the best thing. Amen. Glory be to God. Just take your public water and run it through a purifying system. Amen. Glory be to God. But back then, that's how they got their water. Amen. Right from the well. Amen. Right from where the Lord put it. Amen. This woman here, beloved, had been married already 5 times. Amen. And that's quite a record, especially in the Old Testament times when divorce was so frowned upon. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. A woman get married 2 times for any reason. Amen. Even in death, when a husband died, you know what I mean? They just gave women a hard time. Amen. When a woman got married more than 1 time. Amen. But this woman here had been married 5 times, and each five, they failed. They were failed marriages. Amen. Glory be to God. And so she had no trust in men. See, her trust in men was zero. Amen. And not only that, with each failed marriage, it chipped away at her self-esteem. Glory be to God. So her self-esteem was not zero. It was minus zero. I mean, she was just like through. She was like through. Glory be to God. See. But, amen, she had an encounter with Jesus Christ, beloved, at the well. She had been with Jesus. It's something about being with Jesus, and my meditation on yesterday and my Bible study time, amen, it talked about, amen, the disciples, amen, Peter and James and John, and tells us in the book of Acts that these men were unlearned. They were unlearned men. Meaning, what did that mean? That means, look, they didn't have college degree. They didn't have a GED. They was uneducated, unlearned. Okay, but we find out, amen, these men walked in power. Glory, these men walked in miracles, because when you continue reading, I don't want to get too far because in my message too much, the message that the Lord is developing and me to bring forth on tomorrow, amen, but it says that they had been with Jesus. Oh, my God, Jesus. They had been with Jesus. So it doesn't make a difference your education level. It doesn't make any difference with your gender. It doesn't make a difference how many times you've been married. None of that makes a difference when you have been with Jesus. I say you're better off. Those who have been with Jesus is better off, glory be to God, than those who think they somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But so this woman here had an encounter with Jesus. She had been with Jesus. Glory be to God. And beloved, at the end of this, amen, a meeting with Jesus, glory be to God, she had been radically changed. Being with Jesus will change you radically. Any man be, hallelujah, in Christ, he is a new creature. When the Bible says man, it said that means male or female. When if any person Hallelujah. Be in Christ. He is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Radically changed. The disciples was able to turn the world upside down. One place, amen, glory be to God, after the baptism in the Holy Ghost, 3,000 souls got saved, came to Christ at one time. And then shortly after that, another 5,000 got saved. 8,000 people, not because they had graduated from the cemetery, not because they had graduated, not because they came through Bible school. Huh? Beloved? No, but because, amen, they had an encounter with Jesus. Glory be to God, they had been touched by Jesus. And so this woman, glory be to God, experienced this. All she was doing was walking to the well. She wasn't walking to church. She didn't have on her Sunday best walking to church with her high heels on and a pretty weave down her back and her long eyelashes and her makeup on and your fingernails done and toes done. Come on, y'all. Looking good and smelling good. No, she wasn't on her way to church. She was on her way to the well. Hallelujah. She had an encounter with Jesus. And the Bible says that she was radically changed. Jesus makes the difference. You know why Jesus makes the difference? Because Jesus is the difference. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, hallelujah, as we are encouraging you, amen, especially with the weather breaking, especially now, and some of you can't wait, amen, keep your mask on. Keep your mask on as you go out, amen. Go for a walk around the corner, get some fresh air, amen. Whatever you're going to do, whatever the Spirit of the Lord leads you to do, glory be to God. And God presents opportunities for us to share our faith, with that person that you're standing behind, to share our faith with that Uber driver, to share our faith, glory be to God, with that person, amen, in front of you and back of you at the supermarket, to share your faith, amen, that person sitting beside you in the doctor's office, to share your faith, beloved. Hallelujah. Why? Because, look, we're talking about everything else. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the souls that got murdered in the supermarket. God bless their souls. Huh? We're talking about the heat. Come on now. We talk about this, that, and this, and that, and that, and the other. Amen. So here we can look for opportunities, beloved. Amen. To do an introduction. And we use this story here about this woman at the well this morning, beloved, to share with you three, hallelujah, important lessons from her story. Three important lessons that we can learn. Number one, beloved, we see with Jesus' encounter with this woman, amen, that had already had been married 5 times and was shacking right now. I guess she was scared to say, you know what, marriage don't work for me. You know, let's just shack. If it don't work, amen, we can just go on about our business. She was shacking. But we see here, beloved, hallelujah, point number one, that Jesus sees the best in everybody, even in somebody shacking. Jesus sees the best in everybody, even somebody that's been married 5 times and divorced 5 times. Jesus sees the best in everybody, even those, amen, that doesn't have about 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 abortions. They said, beloved, amen, glory be to God, last year alone, 700,000 babies was aborted. Almost 1 million, almost as many people that died with COVID, amen. That's how many abortions, amen, beloved, in America just last year by itself. Oh, that affects everything. That affects everything. Amen. But we're not talking about abortion right now. The point is this, beloved, that Jesus sees the best even in those, amen, who lay down on the abortion table. Jesus sees the best, amen. Glory be, the jailhouses are full. Jailhouses have become actually a business. They're making a business out of it. Because they're betting on more and more and more of our young men and women, if they don't get to the graveyard first, that they're going to end up incarcerated. So they're making a business. You can actually invest and get a return on your dollar. Now, the stock market over the last couple of days, we see what's happening in the stock market. Huh? Confirming that we are headed for a recession. That's the direction we're going. Wars, rumors of wars. Glory be to God. An upsurge with the COVID. Huh? The monkey disease. Monkey something, and you're walking around with blisters on you. Huh? Glory be to God. Huh? Now, amen. We're building prisons. They're not building apartment buildings. They're building prisons. They say, let's build where we're going to need the space. Glory be to God. Because you can guarantee to make a return on your dollar. Beloved, amen. Everybody and every one of those situations, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God sees the best in everybody. Beloved, this is why we read in Luke chapter 15, verse number 2. It says, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and he eats with them. Not only did Jesus welcome sinners, when you look for Jesus, glory be to God, you didn't find Jesus at the fine restaurant. You didn't find him downtown at Steak 48, which I would have recommended that Jesus stopped past Steak 48 and got dinner. I really would have recommended that one. You didn't find him at Lebec Finn when Lebec Finn was on. No, you didn't find Jesus down at the hotel on the rooftop. No, 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 no. You found Jesus, amen, hallelujah, eating with sinners. Not only did he have a conversation with sinners, he said, come on, let's have a meal. And let me tell you something, beloved. This is why a lot of bonding takes place, amen, over a meal. A lot of bonding takes place. A lot of transfer of spirits take place over a meal, too. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We'll talk about that at another time, and that's why the Bible, amen, has a lot to say about who you're eating with and that type of thing. That has a whole lot of spiritual significance. This is why the king threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, amen, into the fiery furnace, beloved. They refused to eat with the king. He was offended. Glory be to God. But Jesus received sinners. Why? Not to throw them under the bus. Not to count their sins, because he would have been counting up a storm. Huh? Not to throw in their face everything they did wrong. See? But Jesus, glory be to God, he sees the best in everybody. Why? Because it's something in you. It's something in you. Some goodness in you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I know that has gotten me personally in some situations, and I haven't really changed, but I've received more wisdom during the years, amen. Because I'm the type of person, amen. I'm looking for the best in you. Why you talking with that person, pastor? That blah, 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 blah. But I'm looking for the best. I didn't see that. I didn't see that right away because that's not what I was looking for. See, but I was looking for the best in that person. Glory be to God. Why? Because the best in you, amen, draws the best in somebody else. Glory be to God. Who you are. See, what we see in other people, amen, who we are.
And if you're operating from the best person that you can be and the best in you, it's easy for you, amen, to detect and be drawn to the best in other people. And this is what Jesus did, beloved. And this is what we can learn right here, hallelujah, from this story. When it came to the woman at the well, beloved, they were right. Oh, they were right. They wasn't telling no lies on her. They were telling the truth. She had been through 5 divorces. She was the talk of the town because she was shacking with a man at that time. And you think shacking is right now we sort of accept shacking. Well, we've been shacking for 7 years, so we legally married. Yeah, right. Okay. You think shacking, amen, but shacking back then at that time, she really could have been stoned for her activities, but Jesus didn't stone her. She was the first person to whom Jesus introduced himself as the Messiah. Why didn't Jesus do that when he called his disciples? Or why didn't Jesus do that when he performed his first miracle? Why didn't Jesus do that when he had interviewed Nicodemus? Let me tell you why, beloved. Because Jesus doesn't measure you by your past. Anybody happy about it but me? Because if he's judging me by my past, I would be counted out. Jesus doesn't measure you by your pedigree. Oh, if he did that, I would be out too. But Jesus measures you by your potential. There's something great in you because he's the one that put it in you. Beloved, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. This is how Jesus doesn't see you, glory be to God, as you are. He sees you as you will be when he gets through with you. He calls ordinary people and puts his super on them so that now we can walk in the supernatural. Glory be to God. The second lesson that we can learn from this woman at the well, beloved, is that Jesus changes you, then he uses you to change others. See, because you can't change nobody else until you allow God to change you. And you see some people, they try to do it. You just need to go to church and need to get saved. And, when you going to get saved? you know it's the right thing, but you ain't did it yet. I've seen some people, glory be to God, amen, smoking and puffing and blowing in the face and trying to encourage their coworker, amen. You just need to stop smoking, boy. You need to stop. And you huff and you puffing and blowing smoke all in their face, telling them they need to stop smoking. You just need to stop drinking. How are you going to tell somebody they need to stop drinking while you drinking? You just need to get your life right. And stop all that running and ripping and you shacking up with somebody. You trying to convince your son and your daughter they need to get married. Come on now, physician, heal thyself. Heal thyself. You got to walk the walk, baby. You got to walk the walk. People are looking at your walk. But don't do as I do. Do as I say. No, that's hypocritical. That's what you call being lukewarm. Jesus said he'd rather you be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out. You know what? This is why so many of our children are schizophrenic and got mental issues, because they grew up under that double standard type of teaching, and then we expect them to be normal. We're trying to teach our children to do the right thing and live a holy life and do right, but yet and still, amen, you live in any kind of way before them and want them to live the opposite. and be normal. And we wonder why our children messed up. And we wonder why our children messed up, especially in this generation. All these double standards, not just in the home, in the church, and everywhere else. Jesus will change you if you allow him to change you. If any person be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Baby, you can't be saved and not be changed. Because if you're not changed, then you're not saved. If you're not changed, you're not saved. See? Hallelujah. And then he uses you. See, he'll use you. Glory be to God. Other people are now, amen, motivated by you. Other people want to know Jesus because of you. Amen. Other people want to know more because of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, we see that this woman here and her sixth husband and her and all and with six men. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, girl. All right. This woman here, amen, she was the first person to share the gospel in Samaria. Call brother so-and-so. We're the bishop. We're the apostle. No, God didn't call brother so-and-so. God bless brother so-and-so. But God didn't call brother so-and-so. We're brother bishop. God bless brother bishop. God didn't call brother bishop. God didn't call brother apostle. And God didn't call brother disciple. God called sister. Hey, come on, somebody. Give the Lord a praise. Glory be to God. Come on, sisters. I know you got your husbands right there. Don't be shy. Come on, give the Lord a praise for the sisters. Get somebody, give the Lord a clap for the sisters. Glory be to God, huh? Hallelujah. This woman was the first person to share the gospel. What? You mean that makes her an evangelist? Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Now, you know God don't use no women. Baby, you unlearned. You unlearned. You don't have the full truth of the scriptures. Come on, let us open up the book and let the Holy Spirit open up the eyes of your understanding. There's neither male nor female in God's kingdom. Ooh, God used a woman to be an evangelist in the Old Testament? In the Old Testament. So you see what he's doing in the New Testament. Look, if everybody did their part, let me tell you something, there'd be nothing left to do. It'd be nothing left to do if everybody did their part. Glory be to God. She was the first person to share the gospel in Samaria, and the Bible tells us that many Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman. Look at it yourself. St. John chapter 4. Verse 439, says like this. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. Many converts. Because of one woman's testimony. Many converts, because Jesus took time, amen, hallelujah, to look beyond, amen, her hormones and her need for a man. Now, there's some women out there, they ain't living without no man. Look, listen, let me go the way those spirits are. I know some women, they ain't living without no man. They don't care if it's a young man or old man. Hey, I had some woman tell me, I don't know how you can go without a man. I've had some men to tell me they don't know how some men can go without a woman. They just ain't going without it. Huh? That's another story for another time. I'm telling you, when you're looking for love in the wrong places, you get yourself in trouble. But even in spite of all that, Jesus looked beyond all that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of her brokenness, God can use you to make others whole. God using you to make others whole. Amen. But you had to be broken first. Oh, my God. And God comes and put the pieces together. Woo, my God. Hallelujah. And makes you whole. Glory. Let me share this scripture with you. Amen. I'm almost finished. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. It's in 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. Look at this. It says, now, amen, hallelujah, the very peace of God sanctify you wholly. Somebody say whole. Somebody say whole. Somebody say holy. Holy, whole, complete, nothing missing, nothing broken. See? And I pray, God, your whole spirit and body and soul be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? Spirit, soul, and body, holy. Let me tell you something about when God puts you back together again. If you go in your kitchen today, glory be to God, and you pick up a glass, and that glass slips out of your hand and falls on the floor and shatters into about 3 or 4 different pieces. Now, if you're desperate, if that was your favorite glass, something your mama gave you, somebody gave it special to you, you can take some crazy glue and put that glass back together. But you're going to always tell where it was broken. Because you'll always see the fine line, glory be to God, where you had to put that back together. But beloved, when God puts you back together, there's no fine lines to be seen. Oh, my God, look it, baby. There's no fine lines to be seen. Glory be to God. You won't look like what you've been through. Won't nobody even know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, Jesus. Won't nobody know you've been married 5 times because you're married to Jesus now. Hey, my God, look it, baby. Hallelujah. Won't nobody know you've been a drunk because you're drunk. You're drinking new wine now. Hey, sookie. My God, Jesus makes a difference. Jesus makes a difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the third point, beloved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus doesn't need you to explain him to anybody. He just needs you to introduce them. That's all you. Jesus just said, just introduce me, and I'll take it from there. He said, I'll speak for myself. I'll speak for myself. You don't have to get into all that. It ain't necessary. Just introduce me. Pastor Bradford, I'd like to introduce you to my mother. This is Mother Zion. Mother Zion. This is Pastor Alfreda Bradford. How you do? You can step out now. Well, Pastor Bradford and Mother Zion got it. Glory be to God. Jesus said, I'll take it from here. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, beloved, hallelujah, many more believed because of his own word. Hallelujah. They said to the woman, now we believe not because of what you said, but we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ. Now, look at it yourself as we close here. Amen. St. John, amen, chapter 4, amen, glory be to God, huh? Look at verse 39. Many other Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So here she was doing, making the introduction. She was just introducing Jesus, that's all. So verse 40. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, Jesus' words, many more became believers. See, the word of God works on its own merits. They said to the woman, now they came back to the woman that's been married 5 times and still shacking. And you notice Jesus didn't say, go home and throw your boyfriend out and come back and I'm going to save you. Ah, glory, hallelujah. He didn't say, go, no, wait a minute, woman, you adulteress, you whoremonger, sit down here, girl. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go back home and throw that boyfriend out. After you clean that, throw that boyfriend out, purify yourself for 30 days, and come on back here. Nah, Jesus didn't do that. Jesus said to her, right, amen, and her, right in the midst of her fornication days. Oh, my God, Jesus. Come to Jesus just as you are. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. There's room at the cross for you. Come as you are. Come with your dirty clothes on. Come with your liquor bottle in your back pocket. Come with your marijuana. Just come with what you got. Come with your condoms. Just come. Just come with what you got. Hallelujah. Come as you are. Jesus said, I'll meet you there. Look what they said to the woman in verse 42. They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. We no longer believe because of your introduction. We no longer believe because of your testimony. We no longer believe because you had a meeting with Jesus at the well. Oh, no. They said, now we have heard for ourselves. And we know that this man really is the savior of the world. Beloved, Jesus just needs you to introduce him. You don't have to explain who Jesus is. Hallelujah. They will find out for themselves. Hallelujah. Beloved, this day I want to encourage you to share your faith with someone. You know you're getting out the house the weather night. Don't be out there too long. Get out there early. Go out late. Amen. Try not to be, out there right when the sun is at its highest point. You know you're getting out. If you don't go for a walk or go get some ice cream or buy yourself a ginger ale, you know you're getting out. Somebody come past with a, you go and get in the, let's go for a ride. Amen. You're getting out, beloved. And I want to encourage you as you go out, glory be to God, this day and every day, to share your faith with someone. Just an introduction. And Jesus said, I'll take it from there. I'll take it from there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, looking at our potential. Aren't we so happy? Hallelujah. Aren't we so happy that God does not judge us on our past, but he forgives us our past when we confess. As far as the east is from the west, God said, it don't even matter for where I'm taking you. It don't even matter. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus sees the best in us, beloved. Stop sending people to hell. Stop sending people to hell. You ain't got to send them to hell. That's where they're going. If they don't accept Jesus, don't stop sending people to hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Reach out and touch somebody. Hallelujah. Reach out. Hallelujah. Somebody was trying to play games with me. Hallelujah. Somebody was trying to play games with me on my cell phone. Amen. Glory be to God. hallelujah, on yesterday. And in the spirit, I knew what it was about. But you know what? I didn't run this time. I didn't run this time. Amen. I stood up to him. Amen. So, amen. Let me pull it up as I close on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Just to tie it into the word on today. Amen. Glory be to God. So, here's the text message right here. So somebody sent me a text message and they said, hello. All right. Hello. Hello. Now, who sent somebody a text message that said hello? And I said, you know, may I have your name, please? And they gave me their name. I said, okay. I said, can I have your last name? Because the first name didn't ring a bell. So they gave me a last name. I said, okay, I don't know who this person is. I said, so, how may I help you? And they said, and they responded. So, do you know Rose? They met one of my business partners. I said, Rose. I said, what's Rose's last name? They gave me a last name. I said, no, I don't know her, and I don't know you, but I know Jesus Christ, who is Lord and Savior. Ah, do you know him? Glory be. They responded on the text. They said, no, I don't know him. Then I responded back. Ah, the door was wide open. I said, well, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That whoever believes in him shall be saved and receive eternal life. I said, would you like to have eternal life? They said, sorry. They said, sorry. I said, you know what? I said, it's your choice. I said, tomorrow's not promised to you. If you die without Jesus in your heart, your soul will go to hell. I said, hell is eternal separation from God. This is the place that no one wants to be. Think about it. I ain't heard from them no more. And it don't make a difference. I gave the word. I dropped the word. Come on, somebody. I did the introduction. Beloved, he who winneth souls is wise. If you're out today, amen, and hallelujah, you see, amen, a young person walk by, just tell them Jesus loves them. That's all. Just drop the word in them. You ain't got to give him a 20-minute sermon. Just tell him Jesus loves him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God said, I'll do the rest. One man sow. One man plant. Amen. Another one water. But God giveth the increase. God said, I don't need you to do my work. I'll do my own work. Amen. Just do what I'm calling you to do. Beloved, amen. The Bible says if we are ashamed of Christ, Christ will be ashamed of us. A lot of times we don't say anything about Christ, beloved, not because we don't have opportunities, because the truth of the matter is we do. Amen. But the truth of the matter is that we are ashamed. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible says this. I want you to write this down, beloved. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The Bible says this in the book of Luke. Chapter 9, verse 26. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. That's another lesson for another time. We see here, beloved, amen, if we are ashamed of Christ, Christ is going to be ashamed of us at his coming. Yeah, they always talking about Jesus. What you talking about? What you talking about? CNN News? What you talking about? Beloved, this he who winneth souls is wise. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us share Jesus. Hallelujah. That's our word of encouragement. Beloved, we meet on this platform every morning, and we get fed well. We get fed well. I have preached every day this week. Glory, we get fed well. Amen. We just don't have a bowl of cereal and milk at this breakfast table. We have hominy grits. Amen. We have our fried bacon. Glory be to God. We have our cheese eggs. We got a little hash browns, little fruit. We got little raisin, a toast, cinnamon raisin toast. Come on now, little fried plantain. We got coffee, tea, and juice. Oh, this is the buffet. Buffet. We eat good, beloved. Amen. At this breakfast table every morning for the last 12 years. Now, we got to work it out. You just can't keep eating and not exercising. See, now you're all up out of shape. Well, not because you didn't eat, but because you're not exercising. So how do we exercise? Amen. You get out there, amen, and you share Jesus with somebody. You don't need the pastor to share Jesus with somebody. You don't need the bishop and the apostle. You just share this in your regular conversation. You giving them Jesus, they don't even know you gave them Jesus. Glory be to God. Do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed. Well, you know, they're killing folks for talking about Jesus. If a man has nothing to die for, he has nothing to live for. Glory be to God. That's why God changed you. So now he can use you to help change somebody else. I'm really finished now. I'm really finished. I'm really finished. I got one more point. So I have a good friend. Her name is Judy. She lives in Delaware right now. Her and her husband, amen, glory be to God. I think they're up, amen, to be pastors of the church, living for the Lord, amen, for a long time. Judy came to the Lord. She was on her way to work on Broad Street Subway. Sat down beside this white woman, Caucasian sister. And during that ride, the woman, amen, started talking to her about Jesus. Then she pulled out a tract, pulled out something, and that little 5-minute conversation, she gave her life to Christ. And her life has never been the same again. Up to be pastors, her and her husband. Why? Because somebody took the time to introduce Jesus. That's all the woman did, was introduce him. And that's all God is calling us to do. Will you do it? Will you do it? You say, well, I ain't going out today. No, you ain't going out today, but you calling somebody. You calling somebody. One woman, glory be to God, amen, holy, matter of fact, I have to reach out to her because I can't connect with her, our sister Lacey, amen, glory be to God, but I heard she's okay, amen, she's still alive. Amen. But she would just pick up the telephone and just call random numbers. Just make up numbers. And then when the person pick up the phone, glory be to God, and I forgot her spiel. I forgot what she would say, but she would take a minute and two, if they would let her talk, and just introduce Jesus. I'm just calling, amen, to tell you about a man named Jesus. And souls came to Christ, amen, by her making random. You can be creative in your introduction, amen, and be proud. Be proud. What? If Tyler Perry or one of them big-time movie stars, amen, came to your house and, hey, guess who I got here? Yeah, let me introduce you to my buddy. Yeah, huh? Oh, yeah, we happy. We happy. Big name. Jay-Z, I got Jay-Z over here, yeah. I got the president, yeah, huh? Are we proud because it's a big name, huh? Well, let me tell you something, there is no bigger name. Oh, my God. There is no bigger name. Be proud. Be proud for an opportunity to work for the Lord and introduce Jesus as you go. Hallelujah. That's my word of encouragement. Amen for you today, beloved. Hallelujah. Do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And please look for opportunities to share him in everything that you do. Amen. But these big businessmen, well, they the main ones that need them. They just prostitutes on the street. So was Rahab. They just shacking up with their boyfriend. So was the woman at the well. Everybody need Jesus. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today.
And we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Hallelujah. We know that your word will not return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Thank you. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but know it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. I see somebody's hands up in queue. I don't know if that is an error, amen, or somebody has something to say. And we want to make an announcement, amen, for our brother Tyrone Reed on this morning. Yes, the line is open. Someone in queue is, I don't know, sometimes you hit that number one by mistake. Amen. But if there's something that you need to say, your line is open. Telephone in 4134. All right. Sometimes it'd be a mistake. All right. So let me make the announcement to this morning for our brother Tyrone Reed. Okay. That's at 12 o'clock today. I'll be doing my registration this morning. Okay. It's online. It's on Zoom. The tickets are $30. It's an annual scholarship fundraiser. Now, we saw all the beautiful graduations that's taking place this year. Beloved, it wasn't it beautiful to have people to continue to graduate from college and because you made a contribution? And $30 is a small price to pay. If you got more, give more. Amen. Hallelujah. These proceeds benefit the students of Overbrook High School. Overbrook High School, right there in the center of our city, okay? And these young men, or boys and girls, they want to go to college. They want to go. Well, my $30, you know, ain't going to mean that much. Yes, it will. If everybody bring a little something, we can get a little something done. Amen? So that is taking place, amen, the Elvira Pierce Scholarship Fund. That's today at 12 o'clock, and you can sign up. The website is ebpsf.org. Okay, that's E for eternal, B for baby, P for Paul, S for Sam, F for Frank.org. Okay, and you go there, Eventbrite, pay your $30, and then be sitting in front of your phone or your computer at 12 o'clock. Amen, for the ceremonies. Our brother Tyrone Reed is going to be awarded for the 2022 Service Award. Oh, he's the 2022 Service Awardee. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we have Councilman Isaiah Thomas, and we also have Mona Morton. So these three people are going to be awarded today. Amen. So that's happening at 12 o'clock today. Saints, come on. I ain't got no $30. You know what? I notice folks, they get mad if you don't come to the party. They won't come to nobody else's party. But they get mad if you don't come to theirs. They won't come to your birthday party, but they get upset if you didn't come to theirs. They won't honor you, but you not show up when they was being honored. They stop talking to you. We have some people in this ministry. They only sign in, amen, the days they gonna speak. Just the days they gonna speak. Beloved, out that unity. You know me. We this is where this is why the power is lacking in the body of Christ. Because the unity is weak. The unity is weak. $30, amen, to see our brother be honored today. And also to give to a good cause. Even if you're not available, why don't you just give me and get the $30 anyhow? In Jesus' name, I want to thank each and every one of you for your service today. Amen. This week, amen, here in the ministry. God bless you. God bless you.
bless you. God bless you, all of your lovely individuals serving at the altar. I'm not calling your name. You know your name. The most important, God knows your name. Amen. For your faithfulness. Amen. At the altar of prayer. Amen. God bless you for serving. Amen. Those in the backup team, I call them the backup team, touching and agreeing. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Hallelujah. As we went through Proverbs chapter 16 last night, praise party. Hallelujah. 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 The sanctified holy DJ came up. I like that, amen. When she said that last night, God's holy DJ, and she is. I don't know where she get that music from, but she be pulling up out the archives, and the spirit of the Lord was there. Thank God for the praise party on last night. Amen. Thank God for the TV channel. We've been running the TV channel 24/7. Amen. Glory be to God. Just want to thank God for this beautiful week. Beautiful week. The rain, amen, the heat, and everything. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Thank God for Facebook Live. Amen. Thank God we was there this week. Thank God for all the souls that got saved. Amen. All the backsliders reclaimed. The weak say I'm strong. Amen. All the miracles that took place in the spirit. Thank God for our audience. Amen. Around the globe here on Blog Radio. Amen. Glory. We found a way to get back to you on Sundays. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So now what? Hey, so now I got to know, do Facebook and we got to do the radio. Look, we just going to do, we going to work, amen, while we can work. Amen. How we got to preach two times a day. We going to preach two times a day. Because it's not us preaching, it's God anyway. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. Thank God for all of you who sow into this ministry. Amen. On a consistent basis. Amen. Because our bills are consistent. Our bills are monthly. Amen. The love offerings. Amen. Hallelujah. The Mother's Day gifts still coming in. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you over and over and over again. Amen. We pray that everybody have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Stay cool. Don't overexert yourself and look for opportunities. Amen. To share Jesus. Lord's willing, we'll be back. Amen. On tomorrow. Amen. Tomorrow, our services begin at 12 o'clock. Amen. 12 o'clock right here in Jesus' name. Just want to put a reminder in for Memorial Day. Memorial Day. Amen. The last Monday. Amen. We will meet here at 6 in the morning, but there is no altar of prayer. No altar of prayer on the holidays. That's family time. Amen. Glory be to God. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your family time. And looking for more opportunities to share Jesus. So just make a note that we will not be at the altar of prayer on Memorial Day. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you. Love you. Love you. Meet you at 12 o'clock today. Amen. At the ceremony. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for a beautiful service today, beautiful week. We pray your blessings, Father God, upon each and every ministry partner in this ministry serving. God, we couldn't get it done without one another. We couldn't get it done, Father God, without one another, but us working together for one common cause. And we say thank you for the blessing upon them, Father God, and their families. In Jesus' name. Father God, as we go forward this weekend, Father God, whatever we do, Father God, help us to be mindful of Jesus and look for every opportunity we can get to introduce you, Father God, and know that after the introduction, you'll do the rest. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the strength, Father God. Thank you for the strength to minister every morning. Thank you for the strength, Father God. Thank you for the will. The strength comes easy when the will is there. Thank you for the will, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for every service. Thank you for the platform, these holy platforms on Blog Radio and on the prayer line and on Facebook and on TV channel. God, you got us in about six different places. Every day, Father God, thank you. Thank you for helping us to prove faithful, Father God. And we don't do it, Father God, to boast of ourselves. We do it because of you, and we thank you for the strength to do it. We do it without even thinking about it. Hallelujah. It is our reasonable service. We say thank you in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the church said amen, 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 and amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name and decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ is Lord. I got to say this. Well, our prayer was over, about 11:30, almost 12 o'clock last night. And then here it is, okay, we're back 6 o'clock this morning. Y'all expect me to be here. Y'all don't care if I only get 1 hour sleep. You expect me to be here because I'm the leader, and rightly so. That's the cost of leadership. But the rest of you didn't have to be here. You could have said we was hanging out late last night. I love y'all so much. Y'all just a special group of people. Y'all just a special group of people. I pray a special blessing on your life. Oh, my God, you're a special group of people. Man, God bless you. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. Amen. I love you. Amen. See you tomorrow in church. Amen. Pastor Bradford. Amen. Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Everyone that receives.